This meeting of the Board of Environmental Protection is being held by video conference via Zoom on November 19th, 2020, beginning at 9 a.m. The board's executive analyst, Bill Hinkle. Bill, any comments from the executive analyst?
Good morning, board members. I do have brief comments in the matter of CMP's NECEC project and a request for board jurisdiction over an application for partial transfer of the NECEC order now under appeal. On November 13th, I forwarded to all board members the Natural Resources Council of Maine's request that the board assume original jurisdiction of the NECEC Transmission LLC and Central Maine Power Company's joint application to transfer portions of the license issued to CMP for the NECEC project to NECEC Transmission LLC. And there's a lot of words and acronyms there, but hopefully you caught that. I also forwarded Acting Commissioner Loisem's response of November 13th related to that. In her response, Acting Commissioner determined that none of the four criteria for board jurisdiction, board assumption of jurisdiction, are met with respect to the transfer application. Department Rule Chapter 2, Section 17B provides, if upon such notification by the commissioner, the board determines that the criteria for board jurisdiction have been met, the board may assume jurisdiction over the application. So the purpose of my comments on this matter today is to determine whether the board members wish to schedule time at a future board meeting. Right now, it's looking like it might be December 3rd to discuss this matter further. Absent any such indication, the department would continue to process the transfer application for a decision by the acting commissioner.
Are there any comments from board members? Mr. DeShane.
Yes, and this is just a walk down memory lane. I'm trying to remember what it was like to assume jurisdiction before there were four criteria. Do those four criteria come as a result of something that Jim Parker and I screwed up in LD1 a few years ago, or was this pre-existing?
Peggy, can you speak to that? I that's reaching back a little farther than I,
yes.
Than I go. Yeah, thanks.
So three of the four criteria have to be met in order for it to qualify for an original board jurisdiction project. I got a little harder for the board to assume jurisdiction after LD1 was passed, but you didn't mess anything up.
No, well, not in this case then.
No. Any other comments from board members? Yes, Ms. Lessard.
More of a point of clarification. This is the second request for board jurisdiction of this CMP matter. Is that correct? That there's one the overall, and then this is a subset of, that's the part that I found a bit confusing, is that I'm not afraid to say I don't get it.
Yeah, okay. No. I understand your question. So one of the grounds for when the original CMP permit application for the transmission line was being processed, no one asked the board to assume original jurisdiction of it. So the commissioner decided that those permit applications. Those permit applications are now on appeal to the board. And one of the grounds for that appeal, which you will be deciding and hearing eventually, is that the board should have assumed original jurisdiction on its own impulse or analysis of that overall original permit. That's one of the grounds. Was that a mistake? So you'll be looking at that. This now is a request to transfer a good part of that underlying permit to a new entity called, what's it called? NECEC LLC?
NECEC Transmission LLC.
Yeah, NECEC Transmission LLC. The Public Utilities Commission, when it approved the project, required CMP to establish this new entity to build and operate the transmission line. So that's why CMP is doing this. I'm simplifying this a little bit. But so that transfer application came in, and that is before the commissioner right now. Natural Resources Council of Maine is asking the board to assume original jurisdiction of the transfer application. That's what's pending now. Well, that's what the commissioner said. The acting commissioner said she didn't think the transfer application met the criteria. If the board does not assume original jurisdiction of the transfer application, the commissioner will decide the transfer application, and whoever is the unhappy party or aggrieved person after the commissioner's decision is entitled to appeal that decision to the board. And if that were to occur, the board could consolidate the appeal of a decision on the transfer application with the pending appeal before it, if the board wanted to do that. But this request is about whether the board wants to assume original jurisdiction and possibly have a hearing on the transfer application. Does that help?
That helps tremendously. As I said, it was just, we're on one path, and it just felt like, you know, that this was kind of a sharp right to add to that path.
There are a lot of moving pieces in this.
And that the bottom line really is that at the end of the day, this could be on the board's agenda anyway.
As an appeal, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments from board members? Seeing none, I'll make the observation that I have not heard any board members suggest that they want to discuss further having the board assume original jurisdiction of this transfer application. So I am going to, again, make that observation, and we will not be scheduling it for a discussion at a future board meeting. Correct? I see nodding. Okay.
I'll just jump in. I'm sitting here with a divided mind, which happens a lot. I think the board's going to have to get up to speed on this sooner or later, and this could be a good exercise in learning what this issue is all about. But I'm having difficulty understanding what the environmental protection part of this is when it's a transfer of what entity is doing something, which is why I'm not leaping up to say, yes, we should hear this. But sooner or later, it is going to drop in our lap, and I don't know that much about it.
If I might address that.
Please do.
I think that was part of what the last part of what you just said was part of the acting commissioner's rationale for not recommending that the board assume original jurisdiction, because some of the criteria are, I don't have it right in front of me, and I should, hold on. Well, the impact, the widespread impact in multiple towns and plantations. And what the commissioner said basically is that the transfer itself doesn't have that kind of widespread impact and general and significant public interest. The transfer itself doesn't have the significant public interest. And the commissioner made findings on all four of those criteria just about the transfer application.
Right. I think what we're talking about here is strictly limited, and it's a very narrow focus, just this transfer application from one entity to another entity. So.
Yep, I get it. And I think I agree. If there were issues about financial capacity with this new entity or something, maybe it'd rise to this level, but it just doesn't appear to at this point.
Mr. Pelletier.
I'm wondering how the scheduling of this, and I understand it's a very limited point of order that we're talking about here, but how does that reflect in terms of the larger schedule, and particularly in terms of some of the things you're seeing about the idea that some of the work is already being scheduled to be done in the near future?
Again, I would look to either Mr. Hinkle or Ms. Benzier to help address that. Thank you, Peggy.
Yes. The indications are in the record in some court filings. Well, right, let me just say that right now there's pending in court a request that the court stay the permit, meaning put it on ice and CMP would not be able to start construction. Until the court acts on that, CMP may, under the DEP's approval, under the commissioner's approval, begin construction. When the commissioner approves something, the license is effective. The parties did ask for a stay from the agency. The commissioner said no. The parties asked the board for to revisit that. The chair decided not to revisit the commissioner's decision to deny the stay. And then the parties went to court, and which is the appropriate is an appropriate step. You have to ask the agency first before you can go to court to ask for a stay. And we had an expedited briefing on the request for a stay because of CMP's wish to start construction in December. And we've briefed it, and we expect the court to act fairly quickly. Now, what the court will decide, I have no idea. The under the Army Corps permit, the CMP has to give, I think, 28 days notice to the Army Corps before it starts construction. And I think it would, my understanding is it could start construction absent a stay in early December. But it would have to first get a transfer from the Department of Environmental Protection in order to be in compliance with its PUC order. So it's a little complicated, but the Department of Environmental Protection, the staff, has been analyzing this transfer application. I don't know what their timetable is for issuing a decision, but I imagine it would issue a decision in, you know, a relatively short amount of time. It's not like the full application. It's not as much. It's a big application. I think it's several hundred pages. But they have been analyzing it since it came in about a month ago, I want to say. And if that is an approval, then CMP could begin construction unless the court issues a stay. If it is an approval, gets appealed to the board, that does not stay the construction. It's up to the court then whether to stay the stay the DEP's permits and prohibit construction pending the appeal. The board's consideration of the underlying appeal will, I'm guessing, given the board's calendar and the amount of information involved, happen after the new year.
Yes, Mr. Peltier.
In your best guess, and I know you can't predict what the court's doing, Ms. Benzinger, but is it, you think this would be a decision within the next couple of weeks by the court, or?
Yes, I would think so.
Okay, thank you.
Usually the courts act pretty quickly on something like this. And we had a very short time frame for our briefing. It was a very rapid fire briefing. And I will tell you that there may be oral argument on that. And I would keep the board posted on, anything that occurs.
Any further comments or questions?
I'm wondering if Ms. Benzinger could provide a flowchart with that.
I'm wondering if she could too, but if anybody could.
It's keeping the Attorney General's office very busy.
And it's keeping me on Zoom more than I would like sometimes. So Mr. Deshane can relate, I'm sure. So, okay. So I still have not heard any board members suggest that we want to continue to schedule this for further discussion at an upcoming board meeting. And I'm going to say going once, going twice, gone. Okay. Did you want to say something, Mr. Hinkle?
No, I think that takes care of what I needed to get today, and thanks okay. for your consideration.